The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Doodling review time, and I think coinciding with Star Wars Celebration that went on last week in Anaheim, California. And also, we've got a little surprise by a certain Dark Lord of the Sith on this week's Obi-Wan Kenobi on the Disney Plus. We're taking a look at Doodling Review Star Wars Darth Vader number 23 this week. Kickoff of a new arc, apparently? Question mark? I don't know. I mean, they say it's a new arc, but it really seems to be tied very much so to whatever happened previously. As we get into, I don't know who this woman is. Apparently she knew.
She is the woman played by Keira Knightley in episode 2. She is the handmaiden who pretended to be.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe, no, it's episode 1. The one who pretended to be Amidala.
Yeah.
While the real Amidala was pretending to be the handmaid.
Yeah.
The one played by Keira Knightley.
So, yes. So we get her saying, hey, Darth Vader, you remember when you were Anakin Skywalker? I know who you are. And you promised that you'd go back and free your mother, but instead she died. But you said you were still going to free all the slaves. Well, a bunch of slaves were taken from Tatooine and they've been moved somewhere else. And you need to go take care of them because the governor there is treating them very poorly. And Darth Vader's like, I'll do this, but I don't want to do it. And so he goes with them to the planet and he runs into two of his old friends from when he was a little pod racer baby. And he saves them. The end.
Okay.
I mean, he does.
Well, he does, but there's more stuff after that.
Not much. They're gonna go take care of the governor, and then there's a cliffhanger and all that stuff.
Okay.
What do you think of the comic there, Matthew?
I don't mind it. I feel like it's cannon welding. I feel like, you know, we're definitely taking advantage of, first of all, the change in attitudes about the first three movies, chronologically speaking, episode 1, 2, and 3, and how people, you know, are growing up and starting to accept it. But I also feel like having it be a story about this girl and these two guys who were in the pod racing scene, and this happened over here, and now we're dealing with that, not necessarily something where I feel like it's too much, because I'm usually really good for a callback or, you know, a casting gag. But I also feel like having it be kind of the meat of this story doesn't necessarily feel like enough for me. I mean, obviously, Darth Vader is not a very emotive character. Darth Vader is a character who keeps his own counsel, and, you know, that's in keeping with everything we've seen about him. But it does make it feel, you know, weirdly clinical and remote. You know, he shows up on this planet. We don't, you know, you can't have a thought bubble in comics anymore. We don't really get him saying anything or doing anything about how he feels. But, you know, obviously these people get in trouble and he defends them against the incoming razor beasts, whatever they are. And it just, I don't know. I came out of it feeling weirdly unsatisfied, even though it felt like a pretty okay story.
I think it's a pretty okay story. I mean, from, you know, what's going on in the story, here are some quote unquote, for lack of a better word, slaves that are not being treated fairly. And, you know, the government has been called in to investigate, and it turns out something bigger is going on and they need to team up to take this down. I'm fine with that story. Mm-hmm. It doesn't feel like a story that should have Darth Vader in it. Right. So here's my big problem. Here's my big problem with a lot of things that go on in comic books and movies and all these things. You create a villain, and Darth Vader is a great villain who has a redemption arc. If you follow all of the episodes one through six, you get to see Anakin Skywalker go from somebody who's innocent, somebody who is lured into the allure of power, is corrupted by that power and comes out on the other side as someone who is vindicated, is fine. Once he becomes Darth Vader, though, until he has that moment in episode six, in my mind, he's a villain. We shouldn't feel sympathy for someone who has no problem or qualms killing younglings. Yep. And unfortunately, this book, and I'm guessing the entire series, the only other one that I've read of the Darth Vader series is when he's going on a killing rampage, Vader Down. We reviewed that. I don't think you should try to make Darth Vader sympathetic. I don't think you should have him sitting here going, well, should I go and save my friends or not? No, I don't think that should. I really don't think, in my view, that you should be doing that with bad characters. Unfortunately, we have seen what happens when DC Comics tries to make the Joker a sympathetic character. We've seen what happens when people think that the stormtroopers are the greatest thing in the world. Right. I understand the appeal of a good bad guy. I understand the appeal of having fascist enemies to fight against in the form of the stormtroopers. But when you're like, oh man, the stormtroopers are so rad, Darth Vader is the coolest man, then I begin to wonder about the impact that those characters have on an audience, especially when you try to make them sympathetic or try to make them the hero. And that is something that I think that is a dangerous road to go down when you try to make the villain sympathetic. Now, you can take somebody who is somebody who might be a bigot. You could take and redeem them, but to try to make them a sympathetic hero, I think is a wrong approach. That's me personally.
No, I'm 100% with you. And I feel like not just that it's a problematic approach. And I feel like, you know, you shouldn't do that with a character like Vader. It doesn't work here because the character of Vader is who he is. If we presume, now I presume this is taking place in between, for some reason, my brain just says this is in between Star Wars and Empire Strikes Back. Do we know where this is chronologically?
We don't, although, if I'm not mistaken, the War of the Bounty Hunters story, and I'm thinking that all the Star Wars stuff is tied in together. So the last thing that I remember from seeing of Star Wars stuff was the War of the Bounty Hunters, and that is definitely Empire, between Empire and Jedi.
And Jedi. Okay.
Only because Han Solo is in Carbonite and all the bounty hunters want him. So if this is in that same timeline as War of the Bounty Hunters, then yeah, that's definitely before Return of the Jedi.
Okay. So yeah, I feel like at this point in his story, I was assuming that this is, you know, post Star Wars, post the explosion of the Death Star, where he goes from being kind of a tool of Grand Moff Tarkin to being the Emperor's direct representative that we see in Empire Strikes Back. And this is a particularly problematic point to take this particular character and have him have these weird wobbly moments, because throughout Empire, he is rock solid in his resolve. He will find his son and turn him, or his son will die. And at the end of that storyline, you know, he is still unwaveringly an evil Sith. And it doesn't, you know, there isn't even really any hint in the story at that point in time that something is happening. So if this is happening in between Empire and Jedi, then clearly this Darth Vader series is one of those, we're going to fill in the blanks and show you the slow evolution
now, even if
we get from he will join us or die to I am a father like my Jedi before me.
Even if this is, even if this takes place before A New Hope, I still think that that's very problematic, because as we saw again in this week's Obi-Wan Kenobi episode, Darth Vader's got a mad hate going on for him, and he is heck bent on destroying all of the remaining Jedi, hunting them down and killing them. And he Spoiler alert for those of you who haven't seen Obi-Wan Kenobi, he kills like six people in like 2 minutes on of this week's episode. And he does it without remorse, and he does it without any thought or feeling. He is just heck bent on revenge. Mm-hmm. So I really, Darth Vader is a great villain. Don't get me wrong. I think as as bad guys go, he's one of the best bad guys that you could have. But the hero worship and the whittling away of him being a villain and him being a troubled hero or a dark hero bothers me to no end.
Yeah, and I feel like it's a decision that, much like, you know, Marvel editorial saying, hey, you know what would be great? If Conan were an Avenger.
Yeah.
It's a decision that I think makes for comic sales and may make for some interesting stories if you're reading the book month over month over month, and you've been invested in this Darth Vader storyline since 2017. But just picking up this issue out of the blue, I feel like it just doesn't work. It almost can't work. And it's really kind of designed to give you, you know, just this little micro view of something where you can enjoy this bit and think, does he remember his little friends from Pod Racing Town?
He actually does, because that
Right.
He does. I mean, that's the reason why he jumps in to save them from the Razor Beasts, is because he's those are my two friends from when I was a young wee lad. And that also is problematic for me, because if there's one thing that I have grown tired of with Star Wars is how inbred it is, for lack of a better word, right? In the fact that even Lucasfilm, Kathleen Kennedy themselves has said, we're done with the Skywalker saga. Yeah. But everything has to be tied to everything. I don't know how many people are on the planet Tatooine. I could probably call up Dr. Bradley Will, who used to write for the Star Wars RPG back in the day. But of the, let's say that there's 5 million people on the planet of Tatooine. That's a pretty low number, but it is a desert planet, etc. Of the 30 or 40 people that were taken, what are the odds? I know, don't tell me the odds. What are the odds that two of the people that were taken just so happened to be Vader's young friends from when he was a kid, talking about how much fun pod racing was? I know this is fiction. I know this is just a story. But my God, it just feels like we are dealing with the smallest universe out there, that there are only like 56 people in this entire universe, and they
and
all know
four
each
of
other.
Them are women.
Yeah, well, and yes. And even fewer of them are black. So you got that.
Right. I saw somebody tweeting the other day that Anakin Skywalker in A New Hope must have been stunned as he watches a ship pull in with his son, his daughter, his mentor, his astromech, and a droid he built when he was 10.
Right.
And sitting there and staring and wondering who the hell this Han Solo guy is. This space trucker just showed up with everyone he's ever met, like some sort of intergalactic Alan Funt. And I'm just like, that is a very valid point. The retconning and reverse engineering is something that is a weakness of the Star Wars lately.
A couple of things. He doesn't watch anybody get off the Millennium Falcon in the movie. The only thing that he senses is a presence I have not felt in many years. And he knows that is Obi-Wan Kenobi. He has no idea that his Princess Leia is his daughter, even though he should be aware that she is Force aware.
Wait, canonical?
That Leia
is
his daughter?
Leia's not his daughter? Or he does not know that Leia is his daughter?
No, he doesn't. Not until the very, very end in Return of the Jedi, when, remember, because Luke at the end of Empire flies off after he learns that Leia is his sister, and Obi-Wan Ghost is standing there going, oh my gosh, we have lost the Jedi over, and Yoda goes, no, there is one more.
There is another.
Luke knows, and presumably tells her between Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi. But when in
he tells her on screen in episode 3, doesn't he? And she's like, I know.
Oh, maybe. I don't know that part, but at some point they know that they're related. But when Luke and Vader are fighting in Return of the Jedi, the Emperor is screaming, you know, let your feelings go, let the Force go, let it overtake you. And Luke is like, no, no, no. And Vader is like, wait, there is another. you have a sister. And then he realizes, oh, he doesn't say that I have a daughter, but he's like, oh, you have a sister. And so then that's when Luke loses it and starts striking at him. And then the Empire strike, you know, takes and fires lightning bolts at him. Right. But it is also very closed loop, closed system thing. And I get tired of that. You know, the War of the Bounty Hunters, I know we've seen Greedo and Bossk and IG-88 and all of those guys running around as bounty hunters doing their bounty hunter thing. And that's cool. Right. Dengar and all those guys.
Right.
But I think, and this is one of the things that has been brought up multiple times, this is why The Mandalorian, everybody really enjoyed that series, is because it wasn't a Skywalker film. And I know there's some people that really hate Rogue One. I like Rogue One of all the quote unquote new Star Wars films that came out after 2012 or whatever it is. I really like Rogue One because you know that it is where eagles dare, right? Where the Clint Eastwood and the gang have to go attack the German castle, and you know no one's going to make it out alive. I love that. I think that is great. And, you know, they do the job that they're supposed to do. And there's like a couple of cameo appearances by people, you know, Jimmy Smith's character. You get to see, you know, there's many of them in there. I'm not going to name them all.
You get Vader in action. You get.
Especially at the end.
Digital Carrie Fisher.
Yeah. But I mean, for the most part, it is a story that is not a Skywalker story.
Right.
And so I really dig that. And this comic book, while a solid story and while very interesting, Darth Vader is not the man with no name. Okay. Right. He is not a fistful of dollars. He is not a few dollars more. He is not the good and the bad and the ugly. Although if you take his mask off, he might fit all three. But he is a bad guy, and bad guys should, I mean, I don't know, maybe he's fine feeling conflicted. I don't know, but I think that you're trying to make Darth Vader too sympathetic in here. And because of the, oh, what a coincidence that his two friends happen to be there. I just didn't care for the story. Greg Pak is a great writer. Okay. From a story perspective, especially if you have to fight with, or I'm sorry, not fight, especially if you have to work within the bounds that Lucasfilm puts you in when it comes to Star Wars stuff, this is a fine story. Right. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with the execution of the story within the bounds that you have been set. Rafael Ayenko, I don't know if that's how you pronounce the name or not. If I'm wrong, I apologize. I think the art is fine in this issue. Darth Vader looks like Darth Vader. Star Wars stuff looks like Star Wars stuff. Greedos and robots look like Greedos and robots. It's all really good. So from an analysis of, is this a good comic book? Yes, asterisk. But if we look at it critically, which is what we're doing here, I have a lot of problems with this comic book.
Yeah, and I think all of your criticisms are valid. I think that this is a good story. This is a strong premise. This is an interesting take, but it's all hanging on a framework of a character that really can't support it. And, you know, I never at any point felt through this story or, you know, at any point in the Star Wars universe, I really didn't feel like Darth Vader is this tortured guy trying to deal with his, you know, his strange descent into the dark side.
Yeah, so like let me ask you this.
He fully embraced it.
Yes, I think up to a point. I think that, you know, in episodes 1 and 2, especially when he's falling in love and told that Jedi are not supposed to fall in love, he's very conflicted there because he knows that I can just make them do what I want to do because I'm supposed to be the greatest. There's a legend about me, right? It's in episode 3 where he starts to really become conflicted. And then the poison is put into the ear by the Emperor, and he fully embraces his dark side by the second act of episode 3. But I can see, you know, a young person being corrupted by the appeal of power and women and whatever that you want to have happen to see that. But once he crosses over, he's not a good guy anymore.
No.
So what do you think of the comic itself?
on a purely structural basis of, is it well drawn? Yeah. Is it well written? Yeah. I feel like people who have been following this and fans who have been like, hey, did you hear that Darth Vader has an ongoing series? I think if you're picking this up in the hopes of seeing something that feels like Darth Vader, but also feels, you know, not like everything you've seen before since 1977, this would be a good buy for you. And I also agree 100% with you that if you think too hard about the idea that Darth Vader is, oh, I remember when little Greedo and I used to build space rockets back in, you know, in the desert that I hate, and is going to use that and have that be kind of a driving force for his character, I don't feel like that works.
Yeah, I agree. It just...
Yeah, it's just not.
And I don't know. And again, this is, I think this is the second Darth Vader series at Marvel.
This is the third, actually, because they had one that started in 2017.
Oh, okay.
And went 25 issues. And then they had one that started in 2019. And then this is Darth Vader Volume 3.
Okay.
A Star Wars Darth Vader. Star Wars : Darth Vader Volume 3.
Yeah. So there's something about the Darth Vader series. I know there's probably a lot of people going, you just don't understand Darth Vader. You just need to read the whole series.
You probably should watch more Star Wars, you fake nerds.
Man, I am, you know, I've said it before. I'm a more Star Wars fan than I am a Star Trek fan. And I really enjoy Star Wars a lot. But you know, I'm not going to go in and devour the entire Wikipedia and memorize every little tidbit of blade of grass. And why is it called a duck when it's in space kind of thing?
Oh, it's a space duck.
Yeah, I know. I did look that part up, but yeah. I really think that I really think in this issue, it feels like a disservice to Darth Vader. The Darth Vader series that I really loved was the, Vader's Castle series that ironically was not done by, Marvel, but done by IDW Publishing as a spooky thing. I think that that's what made Darth Vader so great in episodes 4, 5, and 6, right? Was that he was this boogeyman that was there. He shows up at the beginning. He's twisting his mustache. He puts the princess away. He kills Luke Skywalker's mentor. He comes back and just steps out of nowhere in Empire Strikes Back and tries to kill Luke and Han and Leia and all that stuff. And then he gets his butt handed to him in Return of the Jedi. That's what makes him a good boogeyman villain. But here I don't know. I think it's a misstep. Again, I'm not Lucasfilm. I'm not Greg Pak. I'm not Kathleen Kennedy. They may have an idea of what Vader means to them. This isn't what it means to me. And that's okay. That's okay. I'm not saying that this is a horrible comic and you should avoid it. And I'm also not saying that the creator should feel bad about what they've done. They shouldn't. It's just not a thing for me that I'm very kind of hard line that if I view you as the bad person, you're a bad person, and there is no redeeming that fact. And if you are set up as the bad person, I really don't, unless you do something remarkable, I don't see you being conflicted, especially again, after this week's Obi-Wan Kenobi. Spoiler alert. He kills a lot of people without remorse.
Stop spoilering. I haven't seen it yet. But
fact that all those people that he kills is very much a
thing,
a nothing. It's a nothing is what it is. It's just like, I'm going to kill these people to show that I can kill people, to instill fear.
Don't kill them. Don't kill them. No, I'll kill them. Dead.
So bottom line for you, Matthew, pick it up, leave it, skip it.
Bottom line for me, honestly, I think you can skip it. And that's not necessarily an indictment of its quality. I feel like it's kind of an indictment of things behind the scenes that aren't really in anybody's control. I wouldn't recommend it. Now, if it sounds awesome to you based on that, hey, more power to you. Have fun. Do your thing. You know, whatever you get there.
Yeah, and again, if you're looking for I really like this Darth Vader guy. I wonder if there's any comic books out there about him. This is an epic new story begins as Darth Vader embarks upon a new mission in partnership with a sworn enemy. So, I mean, there's everything you need. It's a new story arc. Follow it through until its epic conclusion with issue number 30.
Now, also, it should be noted that if you're like, hey, I really like this Darth Vader guy and I want to see more of him. if you don't get help here, get help somewhere.
yeah, if you're like, man, I really love this Darth Vader character and I want to emulate him and be very much like him. I also will say that I hate sand. Yes, please go see somebody.
Vader it up.
Yeah. All right, that wraps it up for this installment of Dueling Review. Thank you to all the awesome people who are hanging out in the live chat this week. We've got Balooey, Just the Red, J. Michael D., Jimbo Fett, Bad Jokes Bespoke is there. I thought there was somebody else there earlier, but perhaps not. But thank you, you guys, for coming in and hanging out in our Major Spoilers Discord server. Dear listener, you can join the Major Spoilers Discord server for free. There's a link in the show notes, and you can come out and hang out with us each and every week. Maybe you want to talk about Darth Vader. Maybe you want to talk about TV shows. Maybe you want to talk about movies. Maybe you just want to talk about comics, because there's a lot of comics out there, and I know you're going to go out, find one, and read some good comics. Go enjoy yourself.
This podcast is copyright 2022 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.